This area, which monitors the state of the body and regulates such elementary processes as sleep and hunger, ordinarily has the highest level of alpha waves of any region in the brain, particularly when people close their eyes. As we've seen, alpha is associated with relaxation. The decrease in alpha power in these soldiers reflects a state of persistent agitation. At the same time, the brain waves at the front of the brain, which normally have high levels of beta, show a progressive slowing with each deployment. The soldiers gradually develop frontal lobe activity that resembles that of children with ADHD, which interferes with their executive functioning and capacity for focused attention. The net effect is that arousal, which is supposed to provide us with the energy needed to engage in day-to-day tasks, no longer helps these soldiers to focus on ordinary tasks. It simply makes them agitated and restless. At this stage of McFarland's study, it's too early to know if any of these soldiers will develop PTSD, and only time will tell to what degree these brains will readjust to the pace of civilian life. Neurofeedback and learning disabilities. Chronic abuse and neglect in childhood interfere with the proper wiring of sensory integration systems. In some cases, this results in learning disabilities, which include faulty connections between the auditory and word processing systems, and poor hand-eye coordination. As long as they are frozen or explosive, it's difficult to see how much trouble the adolescents in our residential treatment programs have processing day-to-day information. But once their behavioral problems have been successfully treated, their learning disabilities often become manifest. Even if these traumatized kids could sit still and pay attention, many of them would still be handicapped by their poor learning skills. Lisa described how trauma had interfered with the proper wiring of basic processing functions. She told me she always got lost going places. And she recalled having a marked auditory delay that kept her from being able to follow the instructions from teachers. Imagine being in a classroom, she said, and the teacher comes in and says, "Good morning, turn to page 72. Do problems 1 to 5. If you're even a fraction of a second off, it's just a jumble. It was impossible to concentrate. Neurofeedback helped her to reverse these learning disabilities. She said, "I learned to keep track of things. For example, to read maps. Right after we started therapy, there was this memorable time I was going from Amherst to Northampton, less than 10 miles, to meet Seaburn. I was supposed to take a couple of buses, but I ended up walking along the highway for a couple of miles. I was that disorganized. I couldn't read the schedule. I couldn't keep track of the time. I was too jacked up and nervous, which made me tired all the time. I couldn't pay attention and keep it together. I just couldn't organize my brain around it."